بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. Be in the world as if you are a traveler or a wayfarer. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is the narrator of the hadith, and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam placed his hands on my shoulders and he held me by my shoulder out of love, out of affection. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam placed his hands on the shoulders of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And this was also to make him fully attentive of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to say, because it was a very, very important message. And after placing his hands on the shoulders of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abiru sabil." Be in the world, stay in this world as if you are a traveler or a wayfarer. Traveler is someone who leaves his home and goes into another locality, another city, another town, another country, and he remains in that country, in that city, in that village for a day or two, maybe for a week, maybe for a month. And wayfarer is that person who is only passing through the town, passing through the village, passing through the country as a transit passenger. So if we go to London for a weekend, and whilst going to London, if we stop over at a cafe for a cup of tea, cup of coffee, to buy some drinks, maybe some snacks, then whilst we are at the cafe, we are wayfarers. We are only passing by. Maybe we do not have the intention of even to sit down in a chair, buy something and start moving. Wayfarer. Relieve ourselves and move forward. And when we reach London, and when we spend a weekend in London, we are a musafir. We are a traveler. So first Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, be in this world, spend time in this world as if you are a musafir, you are a traveler who has entered a town or a city or a locality or a country with the intention of staying there for a day or two, for a week or two, for a month or so, maybe for 6 months. But the mentality is, the psychology is that I am going to stay here temporarily. And thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says that no, don't even think that you are going to remain in this world as a traveler would in another city or in another town or in another country. Stay in this world as if you are a passerby only. Because that is the reality of this life. That is the reality of this. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the malakul maut will come and extract our soul and take us away in the hereafter. We may have to leave this world more faster than the wayfarer. More earlier than the wayfarer. At least the wayfarer or the one who is passing by the cafe knows that I have stopped for 1 hour and I will be here for 1 hour. I know I am going to stay here for 1 hour. If he remains alive, he knows that I am going to stay here for 1 hour. But our staying in this world in comparison to the hereafter, we don't even know whether we will live till next minute or not. We don't even know whether we will live till the next second or not. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that remain in this world, be in this world, stay in this world as if you are a traveler, musafir. No, not even musafir. Abiru sabil, wayfarer, the one who is just passing by, passing through. Both of them, whether a person is abiru sabil or a person is a musafir, whether a person is a wayfarer or a person is a traveler, both of them, wherever they are in a temporary abode. So when a person is at the cafe, he is in a temporary abode. When a person is going to India or Pakistan or Bangladesh or Africa from Dubai, so when he stops over at the Dubai airport for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, he is a wayfarer. That is his temporary abode, not permanent abode. And when a person is a traveler and he reaches a town, he reaches a city and he spends 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, that is his temporary abode, not permanent. And whenever a person finds himself in a temporary abode, whether as a traveler or as a wayfarer, then he is careful about certain things. He differentiates between his temporary abode and his permanent abode. If a person is given a contract to work in London for 2 years, and he has a permanent abode in Leicester, and he knows that after 2 years he is going to return back to work for the same company in Leicester, this is only a matter of 2 years, so he will rent a flat in London. And that is his permanent house for 2 years. But his behavior with that flat and his behavior with his home in Leicester will be very different. Because he knows that after 2 years I will live here no more. And here, me, my family, we are in this home for good. So if he finds something which is very, very ideal for his home, then he will buy it and he will not put that item in his flat in London. He will bring it here in Leicester and put it in his permanent home. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, that the life hereafter is the permanent abode and the life of this world, how long it may be, it is nothing but permanent. It is nothing but temporary. And a person's behavior in his temporary abode is always different from his behavior in the permanent abode. For example, when we are in a temporary abode, we don't make so many acquaintances. In the hotel, we don't really want to know who our neighbor is. Even if the neighbor wants to be friendly, we will try to ignore him. We don't want to make friendship in our temporary abode. We don't want friends. I'm only going to be here for a few days. Acquaintances to the minimal. Friendship to the minimum. ikhtilat mixing to the minimum. Shopping to the minimum. Accumulating material items to the minimum. In temporary abode, you don't feel superior over the other. Because there is no competition. You are not going to stay there forever. That he is in competition with me. Does he speak more better or do I speak more better? Is he more clever or am I more cleverer? Does he have more friends or do I have more friends? Does he have a big following or I have a big following? Not bothered. Because we are only here for 3 days. I don't even know where he comes from. I don't even know who he is. If people respect him, if people are walking behind him, good. It's good for him. Good luck to him. I have my following back in Leicester where I live. We don't feel proud over the other. We don't have jealousy for anybody. We don't want to love anybody. We don't want to increase friendship with anybody. Everything we keep to the minimum. We go to the shop and there is a bargain. If you buy these 24 boxes, half price. No, we will only buy one box. One box of chocolate, one box of powder, one box of this, one box of that, only one soap. Why? Because this is all I require. When we meet somebody, hello, how are you? You will not say, please come and join me for meal. Please come to my flat. Please come to my hotel. This is where I live. This is who I am. No, you don't want anybody to know you. You don't want to know anybody. Acquaintances and friendship to the minimum. Mixing with people to the minimum. You tend to keep to yourself. As far as accumulating material items is concerned, to the minimum. Hatred for people, disliking for people, hasad for people, no. We don't experience all this when we are traveling. Because we know that this is all temporary. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to do. That this is temporary abode. As far as material items are concerned, accumulate them only when necessary and up to the limit of necessity. Don't go beyond. And whatever extra you have, you save it for your permanent abode in Leicester. So whatever extra you have, you send it forth. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِيَنْفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you good send, whatever good you send forth in the hereafter, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save it for the hereafter, save it for the permanent abode. When you go to the market and you see something very nice, you will immediately think that if I buy this, it's very, very expensive, very precious. I can't leave it behind here. In Dubai. I can't leave it behind here in India. This is something very precious. It needs to go to my permanent abode. I need to take it with me. Will I be able to take it with me to the permanent abode? No. It's too heavy. It's too difficult to put it in the luggage. It will break. It might not be safe. I will not be, if I am unable to take it to my permanent abode, then I will not buy it. Whatever you accumulate, whether material wealth, whether comfort, whether enjoyment, whatever you feel like doing in this world, ask yourself, is this beneficial only for this temporary abode or is it going to benefit me in the permanent abode? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, to whom from amongst you his inheritor's wealth is more beloved than his own wealth? Inheritor is a son, inheritor is a daughter, wife is the inheritor. So from amongst you, to whom his inheritor's wealth is more beloved than his own wealth? Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in said, there is not a single person to whom his son's wealth is more beloved than his own wealth. Yes, we have love for our children's wealth and we are happy that they are wealthy. And if our son makes a loss of 1,000 pounds, we will feel hurt. But if we make a loss of 1,000 pounds in our wealth, the hurt that we will feel, we will not feel the same pain for our son that we will feel for ourselves. It's human nature. Our own wealth is more beloved to us than anybody else's wealth. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in said that there is not a single person to whom somebody else's wealth, his inheritor's wealth, is more beloved than his own wealth. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then listen carefully. What you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send forth in the hereafter is your wealth. And when you die, what you leave behind is your inheritor's wealth. It's not yours. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yaqul ibn Adam, the human says, Mali, 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 my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. وَلَيْسَ لَكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ مِن مَالِكَ. O Ibn Adam, O the son of Adam, you have nothing from your wealth. Nothing belongs to you from your wealth. إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. Except that which you have eaten. What you eat is yours. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. What you wear is yours. What you use is yours. أَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. What you use is yours and what you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send it in the hereafter is used. Everything else is somebody else's. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. He was affectionate, he was merciful. And he knew that this world is very, very temporary. Kam labistum fil ardi adada sinin. This long life that we see in front of us, long life for which we strive. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that how much did you live in the world? When we will look back, we will say, labisna yawman aw ba'da yawmin. We remain in the world for one day or less than one day. I always tell my friends when I am speaking to them that in order to understand the volume and the quantity of the year that is coming ahead. I've still got 12 more months to go. I've still got 12 more months to go. In order to understand the volume, the length, and the value of the 12 months ahead of you, look back at the 12 months that have gone. Look back at the 12 months. Never mind the 12 months. If you are 15 years old, look at the 15 years that have passed. How much does it seem? It's as if yesterday I graduated from the secondary school. It was just yesterday I finished my studies in college. It was yesterday I graduated from the university. Everything looks like yesterday. All the ambitions that we were able to fulfill, look back. Where are those ambitions? Do they exist? I'm not talking about the dreams. The ambitions that we were able to fulfill. I have four friends and with them I want to go to Spain for a nice holiday one weekend. Hey, with my friends I want to go for 1 week to Turkey. And we've done all those things. Where is it? What value does it have? What remembrance does it have? What significance does it have? In this world. In the hereafter it will be zero, but even in this world it's zero. In our own court it is zero. Never mind the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the court of the pious people. In our own court, to us, it was a waste of time. It was a waste of money. All the people whom we treated with jealousy, whom we treated with arrogance and pride, where is it today with us? What has it brought us? Everything that we have accumulated, hey, it seems so nice at the time, but now we don't know what to do with it. We can't throw it away because the heart is in it. I've spent 50 pounds, how can I throw it away? We can't give it to anybody because the heart is in it, it's 50 pounds. We can't sell it because nobody is going to give 50 pounds for it. And it's wasting space in the home. I don't want to keep it in the house as well. I can't keep it in the house. I can't get rid of it. What can I do with it? More than 70% of the items that lie around in our homes, material items, is useless. More than half of the shopping we do is useless. The ladies, gents, both sectors. If only we acted on this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are a traveler, you are a wayfarer. Traveler, wayfarer does not fall in love with anybody. Traveler, wayfarer, mixing, no, he doesn't prefer. Traveler, wayfarer is very careful with everybody he meets. Traveler, wayfarer, he doesn't waste money. He doesn't buy anything which is not his need. To the minimum. And he will try to save as much as possible for his home. No jealousy with anybody. No hatred for anybody. This is how we need to live in this world, my friends. Mixing as less as possible. No hatred for anybody. No jealousy for anybody. Not to behave with anybody with pride, with arrogance. Not fall in excessive love with anybody. To the minimum. And we do everything according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, by our every action, we should feel that I am sending something in the hereafter. If we do this, my friends, then inshallah we will succeed in both worlds. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, after narrating this hadith, used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. When you enter the night, then do not wait for morning. It is possible that before you wake up in the morning, you are gone. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. And when you wake up in the morning, do not wait till evening. Do not wait till night. It is possible that during the day you leave this world. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتَكَ لِمَرَزِكَ. And take from your health for your illness. That means, when you are healthy, do as much as you can for the hereafter. It is possible tomorrow when you become sick, you may not be able to do anything. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And take as much as you can from your life for your death. Because after you die, you will not be able to do anything. So do whatever you are able to do now whilst you are alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. If it's once a week, alhamdulillah, but if not, at least once a month. And look at the graveyard. And tell yourself at the time that this is my final abode. I have to make preparation for this abode. And every month you will go, every week you will go, you will always be able to tell yourself that I am one more month nearer now than I was last month. If we keep reminding ourselves, my friends, we will make preparations for the hereafter, and if we do that, then we will not have regrets for anything. Jazakumullah.